Shortly after that, I lost my mind. Yeah, it was really cool. I got this cold sore out of it. Anyway, but next year I got a record coming out, and this is one of the songs that will be on it. But you got to imagine this. Like a piano, and a Hammond organ, and a gospel choir, and a big loud drum kit, and the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra. I was gonna use the New York Philharmonic, but Philly's got more soul. They played on all those OJ's records. And this is for those of you who know me, you know how religious I am. And even though, well, let's put it this way. This song is less religious than it sounds. It's about the religion of love. But I put out my cigarette, put down in fashion magazine. But let's leave that religious station on. I love to hear the five blind boys sing. And I know we haven't even much as kids. Since God knows when. Let's turn out the lights. Have a podcast tonight. Let's try believe on again. Seems like everything we do just makes the other man call that toll-free line and they'll forgive.
Cause it's a dirty world we've been living in, and I think it's time we got clean.
Tom Russell Band are going to form the company in here.
Get on board, there's a new deal coming. Get on board, there's a new deal coming. coming. What about a Jubilee train? What about a Jubilee train?
Sing backup on this. In the past few days, I've been on tour with Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock and Steve Young and Katie Moffitt and Terry Roach and this next gentleman. We've been doing these acoustic songwriter things up down the East Coast. And I'd like to bring him out to sing harmony on this song. This is Tom Russell. We'll get to know him later. One more midnight, and a man is still gone. The night moves too slow. She tries to remember the heat of his touch. I listen to the border radio. Calls toll free, requests an old song. Something they used to know. She prays to herself, and wherever he is, he's listening to the border radio. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico, this is the border radio. This is the border radio. She thinks of her son asleep in her room and wonders why her man won't see him grow. She thinks of her life and she hopes for a change by listening to the border radio. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico, this is the border radio. This is the border radio. She wonders why he had to go. It's one more midnight and a man is still gone. And she's still listening to the border radio. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico, oh, this is the border radio. This is the border radio. This is the border radio.
Thank
Thank you very much. We'd like to bring the rest of Tom Russell down here. Thank you, Tom Russell, for the beautiful harmony. All right. We've done the sensitive side, right? You're all kind of looking at your peers going, why did I come? I paid money to see a guy with a cold sore. I'm not going to parlay with you, buddy. Because I ain't, as you probably noticed, Luciano Pavarotti, I rarely do songs that I didn't write. You know, when you write them, you kind of get that feeling that, well, I wrote them, I can sing them. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But this is one of the greatest songs I've written, and it wasn't written by me. It was written by Luciano Pavarotti. This is written by Chuck Berry. Yeah. Actually, to tell you the truth, you know, they're always talking about new national anthems for the United States. And this would be my recommendation.
My home is Norfolk, Virginia, California, on my mind. I settled in Bramble and I ride on across the line. My best shot, we stopped in Rockville. We never was really late. We were 90 miles out of Atlanta by sunup, rolling across the door of the state. We ran a kiss and settle, turn a kiss and settle, halfway across hell of a hill. Let the salt steady in downtown
Actually, I know that song. can't call it a sugar, it's a sugar man, what that's it. Alright, that's a Muddy Waters song for you people taking score. I'd like to do a song about an ex-girlfriend of mine. And her name is Lulu Mae. How'd you guess?
You can't take it.
I'll do it. I was so sensitive there in the first part that I gotta. You're beautiful too, baby. You're beautiful. Don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise. You're beautiful. Mr. Tom Russell, will you get out of here? All right, see y'all in a couple minutes. Dave Allen. All right. We're going to do a song of our new record that just came out on 800 Dark Angel. And I want to plug this in here. That's acoustic. This is called The Heart of a Working Man. It's also featured for 10 seconds in the movie Tremors. It's playing on the car radio when the giant earthworms eat Kevin Bacon's truck. Here we go.
You know what a jackhammer does to your nerves if you hold on a little too tight. I'm out of 10-year marriage, a 3-year split. You're drinking alone every night. You ain't waking up loaded in a back road ditch with your mouth full of gravel and sand.
Copies here tonight somewhere. Alright, in the back room. This is a corrido. This is called Gallo del Cielo, Rooster from Heaven. It's all about a guy who steals a fighting cock in Mexico. We'll do this for George. Here we go.
Zaragoza left his home in Casas Grande when the moon was full. No money in his pocket, just the locket of his sister framing gold. And he rolled into El Sueco, stole a rooster, called him Gallo del Cielo. Then he swam the Rio Grande with that fighter nestled deep beneath his arm. El Gallo del Cielo was a rooster born in heaven, so the legends say. And his wings, they had been broken, he had one eye rolling crazy in his head. And he fought 100 fights, and the legends say that one night near El Sueco, they fought El Gallo 7 times, and 7 times he left brave roosters dead. What about you, he said, I ain't thinking of you now in San Antonio. I have $27 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold.
holding on. On the Viking Spurs, the guy who never shared a
and then I'll return to buy the land that me I stole from father long ago. Outside of San Diego, in the onion fields of Paco Monteverde. The pride of San Diego, he lay sleeping on a fancy bed of silk. And then I went to Zaragoza, pulled that one-eyed Del Cielo from beneath his coat. But they cried that Zaragoza walked away with $1,000 bill.
Well, I'm not too inside, thinking of you now in Santa Barbara.
I have $1,500 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold.
Tonight I'll put it on. I'll fight his first, gather their skill.
And then I'll return to buy the land that we all stole from father long ago. Now the moon is gone to hide. Lantern lights spill shadows on the fighting sand. Where a wicked black man Zorro faces Gallo del Cielo in the night. But Carlos de la Goza appears a tiny crack that runs across his rooster's feet. And he fears he has lost the $50,000 riding on the flight.
Well, I'm not too excited, thinking of you now in Santa Fe.
Yes, the money's on the table. I'm holding to your good luck, framed in gold. And everything we dreamed of is riding on the spurs of Del Cielo. I pray that I'll return to buy the land that be I stole from father long ago. Then the signal it was given, and the cocks rose together far above the sand. If Gallo del Cielo sunk a gaff in the Zorro shiny breath. They were separated quickly, but they rose and fought each other 37 times. And the legends say that everyone agreed that Del Cielo fought the best. And the screams of Zaragoza filled the night outside the town of Santa Clara. As the beak of Del Cielo, it lay broken like a shell within his hand. And they say that Zaragoza screamed a curse upon the bones of Pacho Villa. When Zorro rose up one last time and drove Del Cielo through the sand.
What am I doing inside, thinking of you now in San Francisco?
And I'll not return to buy the land that we I stole from father long ago.
Do the rivers still run muddy outside of my feet that it casts us from there?
And there's a scar upon my brother's face turned red when he hears mention of my name.
Do the people of elsewhere go curse the theft of Gallo del Cielo?
We'll tell my family not to worry, I will not return to cause him shame.
Nice enough to play these songs with me that they played this afternoon for the first time. You're doing a darn good job, I think.
A damn good job. And not only that, they're Americans, all every one of them.
And they're all from Brooklyn. $10 and I play that song? I'll tell you what. You ain't got it, do you? I'll tell you what. Here's $10. Quit screaming for it, all right? Every night about this time, yeah, waiting for a man could be me, it could be you. Go touch her with their hand. Someone left her long ago. She never found out why. So she falls in love again. Every night about this time. Every night about this time. She'll be holding someone tight. Faces don't be one. She turns out the light. You love her. This is a song about a guy that probably lives about, 5 miles that way on Lancashire Boulevard. Or Lancaster Boulevard, I should say.
I'm
Songwriters with a brand new $10 bill in your pocket. Take this into consideration. I have written my best songs in my underwear. I only write love songs in my underwear. This is a song maybe some of you know. This is recorded by a band called, I wrote this, and this song is recorded by a band called Buckwheat Zydeco.
Why you sing so sad, Marie,
it's so lonely in these one-man streets of
me. And I'm right out of town, Marie.
I said, hey, Marie girl, don't you understand
that I just want to be a lovely man,
Marie Morris.
I got 2 weeks in back, baby.
Yes,
Song about the first black heavyweight championship of the world back in 1912, Jack Johnson. Yeah, Jack went down to get on the Titanic. They wouldn't let him on board because of his color, so we'd send this out to Jack wherever he's flying around today.
Leadbelly and Jack, they
Album that was out on Rounder. This is called The Definition of a Fool. All right. From the Dictionary of Love.
First guitar lesson. You know what? Pardon us, just talk amongst yourselves. You know what? That's a good song. Warner Brothers is putting out this record, the CD, I should say, of like the best of the Blasters, and that song. That's not on there, but I was listening to that, and that's a good song. Anyway, I got my first guitar lesson. They did teach me how to tune, obviously. From any T-Bone Walker fans here? when I was about 12 years old, and I was trying to do all that Eric Clapton shit, you know, which I still can't do. And T-Bone said, "No, don't go over doing that. Play that one note you like. Now we'll proceed to do so." I think it's time. We've had enough of this country stuff. Let's play some blues. The only funny thing about this blues song is I wrote this blues song, and I did write it in my underwear also, sitting on the side of my bed. And I think it's the only blues song that the Dwight Yoakam ever recorded. Well, it's nobody's fault but mine. We'll be right back.
my home. You know I left my home out on the river ride. You know I left my home out on the rural route. Told my pa, I told my pa, I told my pa, go in, step in out.
Have you seen my darling? Oh, yo!
guitar. Andy Hart. Back here on drums, from Brooklyn, New York, maybe Connecticut originally, I'm not sure. We just met today, Mike. You know, he used to play this joint years ago. Not that that means anything. Back here on bass, formerly of the Eddie Kirkland Band, Billy. Over here. On fiddle and accordion, Mr. Fats Kaplan. And for a bunch of guys that have never played with me before, I think they did pretty good. Well, she was working in a topless place when I stopped in for a beer. I just had been looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. And later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. And she was standing there in the back of my chair, baby, baby, don't I know your name? And so I was trying to kiss my baby, you know, the one I love the best. She said, hang on, babe, I gotta get something on my chest. She said, I'm a baby, what are you trying to say? I'm gonna tell you, babe, we're on the road here today. I'm doing better than you, man, and I only know. Only know, anyway, for a half hour, where did you go? Again, I would like to thank the Tom Russell Band for filling in here.
7 miles of barbed wire. Over a snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house by the roadside. Made out of rat snake. Got a brand new chimney made on top. Made out of demon skull. Come along, take a little walk with me. I'll be telling you, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
house on the roadside, made out of rice. Got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Come along, take a little walk with me on it. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Wrestling his band very much. I'd like to end this evening on a sad note. I'd like to do a fairly new song here. One more time for Tom Russell and his band. $10. All right. I'll tell you what. I'll do that.
I need the money.
Yeah. Don't we all? I'll do that if Fats thinks he can keep up with it.
If
you keep up with it, you can do it. On a summer's night. Boy, I'd bike away from a Sundance city. Just heading for her in a dry river bay. Going far, far away. Past old trees and dead factories, when I ain't easy. And through a gate that no one locked, going far, far away. It's going far, far away. A new moon is starting to rise. The evening wind brings a tear to his eyes. Going far, far away.
Racing a train and